One of the earliest and best papers that I wrote was on something called the coding theorem.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a simple derivation of the coding theorem, but it was more than that. It was trying to extend the coding theorem to many kinds of channels for which it hadn't been used up until then. It was, the thing that I was trying to do was to give a guide to how to develop coding systems for, in fact, practical type channels. So instead of just the usual channels that theoreticians dealt with, which were things like a binary symmetric channel, which is a channel which operates discretely in time, and you put binary inputs in, you get binary outputs out, which isn't a real channel in a sense. That's the kind of channel that you see after you build a modulator and a demodulator and all the other things that you have to build to make such a system work.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of the coding theorem was to get at the question of how do you build the whole system as an entity? How do you get the most data through it? And if you have to build a different kind of modulator,
mm-hmm.
or a different kind of detector, or a different anything. Anyway, the thing that motivated that work was that I was teaching a course at MIT in the very early 60s. We had decided to give a graduate course. Most of our graduate courses are 12-unit courses, and students take three or four of those a term.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to give a 24-unit course, which would really cover modern coding theory, modern communication theory, coding techniques, sort of get students into research quickly. And Bob Fano had just written a book at that time where he had actually given a proof of the coding theorem in his book. And so I was teaching this course, and I was supposed to teach this.
Mm-hmm.
I was struggling more and more with his proof that he had,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't convinced that it was right. And it was right in principle, but it was wrong in many details.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was getting to the point where I had to present this material, I was just looking for other ways of finding out how to do it, and I found this new way of doing it, which in fact turned into a nice, interesting and fairly important new field of research, because it found a new way of proving these theorems